trials and tribulations your parents face. My mother, the diseases, my mother was diabetic, and
tell us in your
My dad died with emphysema, and so did my brother. You know, that was from heavy smoking.
Mm-hmm.
He was a chain smoker boy. And Camels, and that's the heaviest, the strongest cigarette there is.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. They took him down diagonal across the state. Kirksville's in the northeast corner of Missouri, and they took him diagonal across the state over here to Mount Vernon. And it was a sanitarium for tubercular people. It was, his case was misdiagnosed as
tuberculosis.
But when they got him down there, it was a chest disease, you know. And so they kept him there because they saw he wasn't going to live very long. Took him in August, and he died on Valentine's Day in February. But Jack and I went down several times to see him, and he was very comfortable. They had everything for him right there. And with this emphysema, you have to have oxygen. And it was right here, right at the head of his bed, to come around like that. So it was real comfortable that he got there.
Was he the one that got he worked on the train and he injured his foot?
Yes, he worked for the Santa Fe at one time, but he only worked a little bit. He crushed his foot, and it made him mad. But they took care of all the bills, you know, and everything. He was in Santa Fe Hospital with this foot and a cast on. I was a little kid, about maybe 6 or 7. But if he just stayed on the Santa Fe, boy, we could have traveled the world over.
Yeah.
Because you could go free, you know. But it made him mad, and he quit when they got well and went to work there in Fort Madison at the new post office they were building. And I don't know what. Oh, and then he worked at a big grocery store. And then he came down to Kirksville, Missouri, and he worked at a big, Chirac's wholesale drug or groceries, you know, it's a big building. And then he worked there for quite a while as in that Chirac's wholesale grocery. Then somebody wanted him to come to work for him as a plumber, and they trained him to be a plumber, and everybody liked him real well. He's called out nights just like doctors, you know, to take care of broken pipes and all like that.
Yeah.
They made good money.